noticed that you left halfway through the movie, and I just wanted to check and see if you're okay. Is everything all right? You're okay. Are you sure? You've just been quiet lately. You're usually the one who makes the conversations way more interesting, and yet you've just been weirdly quiet. So I don't know, I thought I'd ask. Can I sit beside you at least? Can you scooch a little bit? You know, wide girly hips. Thank you. So, is something wrong? You just didn't feel like talking? I mean, that's understandable. I totally get that. There are definitely days where you just wanna exist. And I get it. Talking can get especially exhausting. Especially if your mind is already doing a lot of talking and back and forth for you. I know how you feel. There are times when I just have to let somebody know that despite the fact that I do want to talk about it, it's gonna drain me, leave me exhausted and depleted more than I'm already kind of feeling. So I'll come back to them and hopefully the offer will still stand. When I do want to talk. So, if you feel the same way, and or even if you don't, you don't have to speak at all if you don't want to, or even talk to me if you don't want. But if you do ever want to talk or deep sigh, sometimes that helps too, then I'll be here keeping you company. Is that okay? Because it's also okay if you want me to just take off, say, like, get the hell out of here. Just want to be alone. I don't need you right now. Don't worry. I won't be offended. I shall follow whatever you ask of me. Of course. I am your obedient servant. another smile. Okay. You want me to stay? All right, I shall stay and keep you company for as long as you want. We definitely need some more smiles and laughter. Right now. I haven't always been a goofball. I've always been more self-conscious and quiet than anything else. It took me a while to, find that place where I can have the confidence to kind of laugh at myself and be a dork and just accept that I'm a weirdo. You've been feeling like an outsider? Why have you been feeling like that? Lonely. Hopefully you don't feel too lonely right now. Now I'm even more happy that I came up. What do I think about it? Should I be answering that question? You just want my opinion about it. Okay, how about we do this? If you tell me what's really going on in that busy head of yours, yeah, I can see you thinking even now. Stop. Or I shouldn't say stop. It happens to the best of us, and I also like busy heads. I have one as well. You tell me what's really going on in that busy head of yours. I'll tell you what I think. Is that a deal? Great. Shake on it. All right. Not going back on your deal. Okay. So come on, hit me. Rant to me. Come on. Seriously. I want to listen. I want you to be okay talking to me. Oh. I don't think they had any idea that they yeah, just yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, the way you're explaining it that makes complete sense now, seeing it from your perspective as well. Yeah, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, I know I shouldn't be apologizing for something that I haven't done, but I don't know. It's just, fuck, in this world, it's not. It's just, I know that's the way the world is and it's not fair. But oh, the times when such a nice and kind and genuine person feels that way, it just kills me. I hate that you feel that way. And I can't help but apologize because I don't. Because I wish people were different sometimes, and I wish they were more considerate. And some things just, happen, and you have no control over them or how people treat you. And they don't take into consideration exactly how it's affecting you. So, I just, why is it always the nicest people who get hurt the most? It just seems so unfair sometimes. You shouldn't feel like that. I know that feeling too well. When you're in the moment with all these people around you and everyone's having a great time and laughing, but something feels off. You still don't feel exactly comfortable, and there are just little things that you can't even pinpoint that are affecting you and making you feel like you don't belong. Even when you're surrounded by the very people that you're the closest to, or have come to be the closest to. So, yeah. I think that I don't want to say that I completely understand what you're going through right now, but I have gone through something similar. And so I can understand how frustrating it can be and disappointing. And at times you just wish that someone would notice that you're not all right, or that something's off, that someone cares. And so I just want you to know that I'm here for you, that I see you, that I appreciate you. And despite the fact that they're making you feel this way now, please know that we are here for you. And I don't think that they meant ill will. So, know that while I'm here for you, they still are too. We still are too. Always. You nod your head, but, and I know I've been saying that to you since the moment we met, but it really is important that you don't forget it. And you know that it's coming from a place that's genuine and in earnest. I'm not just saying this. It's not something that's been scripted. Because it's a universal feeling But we all have those words or those times when we look someone in the eye, like I'm doing to you right now. And you can tell, you know, it's not just words. I'm not just saying this. So, it's really important that you know how very important you are to me. And that I hate seeing you feeling upset like this. You're saying that everyone may not want you, or you feel like no one likes you in the group, but I promise you, you belong. We appreciate you for who you are. It's true. You know, times when you do feel alone, you know, you can always like give me a nudge. I notice. I see. And I know others, even if I'm distracted by someone else. And we take care of each other. And even though we can be assholes to each other, and make fun of each other and tease each other, and sometimes it can be too much. Sometimes it can just emphasize the things that we're most insecure about. It does come from a place of camaraderie and kinship and yeah. So, you know, you need to take a step back sometimes. That's all right too. But know that we like you for who you are and for how unique and different and a we and your own type of weirdo in our group. You can be annoying and clingy or as needy as you want. If you want attention, we'll gladly give it to you. And sometimes it may be hard to ask for it, but it can be difficult to know when that's what you need sometimes. So if you could just, you know, give us a hint, give me a hint, you know, a nudge, a jab, something like that. Because I want to give you whatever you want or whatever you need if I can. Because you do the same for me. So sometimes I or the others may be a little dense, and we need you to tell us what you need. So please stop being so hard on yourself. We respect your decisions no matter what they are or how stupid they are. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Even if you decide to leave for the sake of yourself and take off in the middle of this incredible movie, we'll always welcome you back with open arms every time. Even if we need to, you know, rewind a little bit because you made a bunch of noise coming back in. Or because you missed some. The way you're feeling is completely valid. But that doesn't mean you have to carry all the burdens with you all the time. You've looked out for us and for me, especially. And I can't imagine that they wouldn't do the same. And I want to do the same. I want to support you. And I hope I'll always get to. So, whatever you decide to do, I'm Weem. I'm speaking for the group. It's the royal we. Are always behind you, supporting you. You need to be real to yourself and express your sadness rather than plastering on that fake smile and spreading happiness when you don't feel that very same thing yourself. I know I do this. Sometimes I put up a wall and do the fake smile thing too, but sometimes it's the worst thing you can do for yourself. Because how you're feeling is important. And you shouldn't ever have to apologize for the way that you react. For the way that you feel, or feel the need that you have to hide it. We're here because, and we're so close because you should never have to do that. We're the ones that you shouldn't have to put on a fake smile for. So, if you need to be sad, if you need to take a breath or give a huge sigh after a frustrating day, or because the other's being buttheads, do it. Love you more for it. Don't blame yourself for bringing the mood down. The things that you're bashing yourself for, they're part of who you are. And you need to be kinder to yourself. Your flaws, the very things you find annoying about yourself, the things you think people don't like about you. Every single one of those imperfections makes you perfect. It's a beautiful paradox. Contradictory statement. You're perfectly imperfect. You didn't have these little quirks or these random little things that make you you. Life would be boring. There would be no variety, no beauty in how everyone is so uniquely different and made up of all these different experiences. So, please don't you dare change who you are just because you think you're not enough or because you think people would like you any more if you change. You are enough. Regardless. If you think you're bringing down the mood, or if you're being clingy or needy or whatever you want to call it, no. No. Stop. No. You are perfect just the way you are. No, it's true. I will not let you deny it. Nope. I'm sorry. I'm proud of you. I like you more when you're just being yourself. Yeah, you've made mistakes in the past. Everyone has. Yeah. And those mistakes, you've learned from them, haven't you? Then the more important thing is that they've helped you grow. They've made you into a more complex and deep and unique person. And that's what you should focus on. And if you feel like you're not the best person you can be yet, that's completely fine. I certainly feel that way about myself. You know that there's potential in you. You know that a better you exists and that you're trying. But that you're still worth it. You're still enough. At least for me, I think, I hope I'm always growing to be a better person. I hope I'm always trying to be better one day after another. But I also understand that as I am right now, that's also okay. And that's also great. And that I should be confident in who I am. And I'm hoping that maybe you can come to feel or believe in that sort of philosophy as well. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You want to snuggle? Come on. My arms are looking really lonely without you in them. Plus, I kind of just look like an idiot now. Just, you know. Trying to go in to cuddle and you. Nope. Nope. Come closer. Please. 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 Come on. Oh, please cuddle. Yeah.